Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I just found out that the Kent State coach was fired during the spring. So
yeah, so that's probably why the over-under so low. It's an interim guy.
It's a surprise hire. The players are going to rally around him.
Yeah, it's their OC who couldn't score any points.
Dude, get on, Buck. I'll tell you right now, when this hits, you know, I may do it before. I'm buying us some Kent State hats or at least some t-shirts.
Yeah, we got to get some merch.
Yeah. Don't worry,
more money down the drain.
Come week one, that's free money.
Is Julian Edelman a Golden Flash?
Yeah, he's a Golden Flash. I'm gonna look. You're a double XL man, right?
Between XL and double XL, depending on the brand.
Oh, yeah, Buck's getting slim. He's a fit Clydesdale.
Well, but that's
now.
The thing. Not all the time. Sometimes an XL is still too tight.
Yeah. Either way, don't worry. I'm gonna pick us up some Kent State merch for our big parlay here.
Yeah.
Rob, you don't get any because you're a non-believer. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm taking the under. They're winning one.
I don't like this.
Maybe zero.
I don't like you carrying this sort of negative attitude into the big Kent State
season. Can you bet on if they're going to fold the program? Because I'll bet that.
If Portland State, isn't folding their program, neither is Kent State.
Hey, their new head coach was an All-American quarterback for Fordham University.
So we need to tread lightly on this young man, Cade Anderson, here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know to the extent with which he didn't know where Seattle was.
Yeah.
But it's very alarming that he was drafted by the Mariners.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't know.
And he didn't, yeah, he admitted that he didn't know. So he grew up in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and he played college ball at LSU. And so he was 20 at the time, but he's now 21. And he has admitted to reporters that he wasn't aware of where Seattle was when the Mariners drafted him.
It's not good.
First of all, probably not something I'd admit.
No,
I was going to ask what's worse, not knowing or admitting that you didn't know.
You just keep it to yourself, right?
Yeah. Well, that leads us to believe that he doesn't think it's a big deal not knowing where. In other words, that's probably common that no one knows where Seattle is, where he's from, or in his circles, which is also alarming.
That's nuts to me. Yeah.
Anyway, he said, quote, I knew kind of a little bit of where it was, but had to really make sure. It's really shocked me how nice it is here. Super excited to get to learn the area. Excited to just venture. I got to go to the fish market and do all the cool Seattle things and learn what Seattle's all about, yeah. End quote.
Well, first off, never underestimate the dumbs. And we've talked about this. Geography, it's not always our strong suit in the country. If you grew up in a certain region, you tend to think that is the center of the universe.
Well, it is a large country. It is I get a large that. Country. But, you know, they do teach very basic geography in schools,
Look,
you know.
I'll stand by my statement that I believe Seattle is one of the five easiest cities in America to know roughly where it's at. It's
L.A.
It's on the water with maybe the most recognizable monument.
Yes.
Like it's
So well, I would say
L.A., New York, Seattle, Miami.
Yes, and I would say maybe Dallas or Houston. And you may not know, you're going to know the part of the state. You're like, it's in Texas here.
Yeah, I think Houston would trip some people up.
But
some dumbs.
But you know where Texas, you know it's in Texas, and you know what Texas looks like.
Do you?
It's freaking Texas. Outside of Alaska, it's the most recognizable state.
I understand, but you just said, I'm going to use your own words against you, never underestimate the dumbs.
Yeah.
Houston, you have a problem!
It's true.
So he said I knew kind of a little bit where it was. Okay, so I need to, this is why we need to tread lightly on the poor kid.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like, Seattle, it's up there in the, you know, maybe he could get close.
Yeah.
But I do want to know the extent with which he had no idea.
Because all I need from you is upper left. I'm not.
What if he thought it's in the Northeast?
That's
what if he thought it's like a Massachusetts?
If you said, if you picked and you thought it was like where Portland's at, I'm not even going to give you flack for that. If you just get upper left and you get somewhere in Oregon and Washington, although I can't say that because if you put it in the eastern part of the state, you're a dumbass because it's Seattle.
It's on the water.
So as long as you give me some sort of coast above California, right? Oregon border coast up to Canada, I'm giving you credit for.
He also said he was shocked by the weather. Does anybody want to tell him what's about to happen in 4 months?
He's shocked by the weather now?
Yeah.
I think he was maybe probably one of those people that has the, it rains in Seattle.
It rains all the time, yeah. He's like, wait, it's actually nice here.
Yeah, give it time. Yeah. Although maybe he won't be there in December. Something tells me he might. Tip the guy. You know, baseball ends. For Seattle, it usually ends a lot sooner than October.
He is a pitcher, and one of our texters says, I like my pitchers either really smart or really dumb.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
And the Mariners got a really good dumb one.
Yeah. Someone's saying a lot of the country does not think about the Northwest at all. That is true.
Well, yeah. But, and I would like to know, I'd like to dive deeper into that. Yeah. I would really love to go into a school in Louisiana and quiz kids. I mean, high school kids.
In general, I feel like
about the Northwest.
Like the East Coast and the South knows far more about the West than vice versa. Does that seem right?
Wait, what?
I think that the East Coast and the South know far less about the West Coast geographically than we know about them.
Absolutely.
And I don't know why that is. I mean, obviously there's the natural.
I don't either.
That's how we like migrated across the country, but like we're so far past that. Why is that still the case?
I feel like it's just because people, not all, but I just feel like you live more in a bubble out that way.
Yeah, but I just, to me, it's one thing to not understand a region, but Seattle was the cultural epicenter of a music movement. You do have professional sports teams.
That was before he was born.
I guess that was before he was born, yeah. Yeah, if you brought up Pearl Jam or Nirvana or grunge, he'd be like...
All he knows are homeless people.
That's a good point.
About Seattle.
Probably knows Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. And Louisiana is a long way away. And again, never underestimate the dumbs. I've learned that.
But it is true. I mean, like, the Northwest is really
yeah.
off the beaten path to a lot of the country. I get that.
Yeah.
But to Buck's point... Why is it that people out west have no problem with any of this?
Well, I think,
but people east in the south, east coast in the south, can't even pronounce they can't even pronounce Oregon.
Two things: one, west has more transplants than I think the east does, and so I think a lot of times we come from different places.
But why does that mean more educated?
Well, that makes you more aware of other places.
Just more aware of geography.
More aware of where you're at.
If you come from somewhere else, you've learned more about the place.
And when you're up in the little corner up here, I think it's hard to think that the entire world revolves around you because we're pretty isolated. Whereas I think especially from you in the Northeast, if you're down in the South, I think it does get real territorial and gets real, we're from Texas, screw you, we're from Louisiana. Or if you're in the Northeast... I mean, look at all the major cities that are within a couple hour train ride or that you can drive to. So I think it's easier for them to become in the bubble. Whereas, dude, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, unless you've had your head up your ass, you have had to go other places to experience things because we're not by anything. We have Seattle, Portland. I mean, God, even California, you got to take a little bit of a hike to get down there.
Bro, we're way up here.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
So I think, you know, you...
But come on, I don't know. The 50 states, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
I grew up in Kansas, okay? I'm an idiot. We all know that. I know where all the 50 states are.
Yeah.
I know their capitals, and I know the major cities, okay? It's not that hard.
It shouldn't be that hard. But whenever I travel and I meet people and they ask me where I'm from, one, if I say Washington, no one has any idea where Washington's at. They think it's Washington, D.C. And even as I say Portland, because if I say Washington, then they're like, the only place they know is Seattle. I'm like, actually, no, I'm like 10 minutes from Oregon. So I always just say, you know, Portland and the suburbs of Portland. It is amazing how many people, especially internationally, no one has any idea where the hell we're at. None. We are. And so maybe that just translates more across the country than we think. Maybe the vast majority of people in our country have no idea where the hell we're at.
Again, that may be true.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Well, again,
I find that embarrassing.
The dumbs. What was the... And I don't know if it's true or not, but we have the, such as the Iraq, like half the country can't find us on a damn map.
Here's a text that says, when I was 15, I met another kid who had left Detroit for the first time and came out to visit. He legitimately asked me if Indians were still a problem out west. Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
I believe they're natives.
Yeah. I've met some dum-dums.
Native Americans.
I think we all have.
God.
Yeah. Wow! Well, I tell people, when you tell people growing up that I, because in the summer I would go to Alaska. That's where I was born and now I lived when I was little. And then every year I would go back to Alaska. I spent all my summer there and then some of the holidays. And I'm going to say up until high school, this ended, even in elementary and junior high, some of the questions I would get about Alaska were shocking. Like, absolutely. Like, yeah. What is your house like? Oh, it's a house. Like, they thought that you lived in a
magical faraway place.
Yeah. Like an igloo. Like, do you drive snowmobiles? No, I'm doing, my dad owns a Chevy Suburban. I don't know. He's in a, what does your dad do? I'm like, he's an attorney. They're like, what?
You have those? He's not a lumberjack?
I'm like, no, he works for the state. He's a prosecutor. Like, everyone just, and I'm telling you, seventh, eighth, ninth grade, people still thought that if you're from Alaska, you know, do you have to fight bears in your yard? No, 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 you don't.
Sometimes.
Got a nice creek running through the, you know.
But they're kind of weenies.
Yeah, it's just, it's there is a.
You get used to them.
Yeah, there's a perception.
People go back east or out west. Very telling. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, we say back east.
Back east.
But we say out west.
Well.
That is very telling.
If you look at like population centers in the U.S., dude, it ain't out west.
Another text is, I work with a lot of people from the Northeast. They generally say, they generalize Northwest to stereotypes. Coffee, craft beer, Antifa, rain, salmon, grunge, and kombucha. All right. Well, at least they know something.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not good.
Well.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm looking here. Ooh, do you care to guess if we split the country right in half? Which, by the way, I think is, what is it? Kansas, right? I think Kansas, there's a city in Kansas that's the...
Yes.
So if we split a line, would you care to guess population left, right? East Ooh, versus west.
Wow. So we have about 350 million people?
Yeah.
I'd say west is, oh boy. I'd say west is maybe, God, what a great question.
I'm going to say west is 30%.
Is it a number or a percentage?
Percentage.
Oh, it's a percentage. Okay. Percentage. You say 30. I'll say 22.
20% wow. of the people live wow. to the left of the midline. Okay. The 98th meridian is what would separate the United States.
Well, but what would happen if you take out California, too?
Oh, God.
Oh, geez.
That would be brutal.
Yeah, so I get all that. I still think you should know a little bit about it. It's the same country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm
saying.
We're
not unaware of Miami because right. we live up here.
Right. Know? You go to Miami, that's like a whole other country down there.
It is.
It's crazy down there.
This is a whole separate topic, but in my opinion, the two cities that you immediately know where you're at that are entirely different worlds in the United States are Miami and New Orleans. You could get a blindfold, drop you in the middle of New Orleans, drop you in the Miami, take your blindfold off, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm in Miami. Oh, yeah, this is New Orleans. They're two of the most unique cities on the planet, and we are aware of them. Not so much with our cities out here.
Now, here it goes the other way, too. Here's a native New Englander who has chimed in and says, I'm shocked out here how many people think New York is part of New England. See, that's a problem, too.
It's got new in it.
Yeah. I mean, that's about the same thing. It's like, come on.
Yeah. I will say that some of those states, when you look at the map, they're all kind of, you know, they're a little funky up there, you know? The Northeast?
The West Coast is the best coast, am I right?
Unless you live on the East Coast, then you think the West Coast sucks.
Well, whatever. Just pronounce our states right. We don't stay out on the East. I don't care. Just know a little, I mean, just know the basics.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Shouldn't be that hard.
We're not asking you to find Spokane. It's Seattle.
Yeah. It's a valid point.
You mean Spokane.
No, I don't mean Spokane.
Talk to me about the Okanagan Highlands.
All right, we got to run, guys. We've got pilot audio.
The other one, by the way, real quick, and this is a hand to God truth. I was thinking about my time like in school with Alaska. The number of people that thought Alaska was an island, they thought we were like Hawaii.
Oh, because all the kids' maps have it like cut out in the little like box because it's not connected to the continent.
I heard
or not connected to the West Coast.
So many people that were like that thought that we either by how is it so cold when you're by Hawaii and you're like, oh, what?
Huh? The little boxes of Hawaii and Alaska are next to each other because that's where the map had room.
Yes. Or they thought Alaska was small. And you're like, dude, it's twice. It's actually 2.5 times the size of Texas.
Do you even scale, bro?
So that was another one that I got a ton growing up.
All right. Stunning pilot audio and TV news. The Club Hour is next on The Fan.